שלום לכל החברים והחברות שלנו.
Good evening to all our dear friends in Israel and the world. Such a pleasure to see you on the screens. And now, as we're about to read the book of Zohar, a day before Passover, we're entering into this reading with yearning, and indeed the light will perform its actions on us as it should. So let's prepare with a video clip. Advancement, progress needs to be with two legs. On the one hand, we're all the will to receive. And in that will to receive, that's, I'm entirely in it. And however I turn myself, manipulate myself, it's certain that I'm aiming only for self-benefit. Only. I can hide it from myself or not, but that's all just a game. On the one hand. On the other hand, I'm still listening, hearing, seeing, understanding, feeling, receiving guidance, instruction. I'm told that the Creator is the quality of bestowal, which is above me. And by my nature, I'm not sure why, I have some kind of inclination towards that. Some kind of illumination from above, as Kabbalists tell us. The teacher explains to us that there is an illumination on us which holds us a little bit above the will to receive. That we're in Egypt like all the other Egyptians, and yet we are not Egyptians. We are called Jews. Why? Because we seek to unite. Why? Because we don't know. It's unknown to us.
That's
it. So, other than my work in the will to receive, I nonetheless yearn for that quality of bestowal. And this is called the people of Israel in Egypt. My desires for reception, though they are desires for reception, there is a spark in them. Sparks called the sons of Israel. I need to collect them together, join them with other sparks outside of me, and so to help each other and all of us together can rise above our general desire. That's it. If I connect my spark with yours and his and so on, the upper light, according to our work, will influence these sparks, raising them above the will to receive in which they were previously buried. And that's called coming out of exile. What is to come out of exile? Exile means that not of my choice, I'm in the will to receive for myself. And redemption means that from now on, I can work in order to bestow. That is called redemption. Finally, at long last, I can do something in order to bestow and not for myself, rather. Yes, so let's also now do finally something to bestow, not for myself. We'll be reading the book of Zohar, Bereshit, the article, Let There Be Light, and item
36.
Quote, and God saw the light that it was good, end quote. That applies to the middle pillar in Zeranpin, the Sfira Tiferet in it, since Tiferet is the middle line deciding between the two lines of Zeranpin, Chesed and Gvura. And therefore, it is called the middle pillar. The verse that it was good said about Tiferet indicates that it illuminated above and below and to all the other sides. It illuminated above, meaning It decided with the mochin of Abba ve'ima by the force of the level of Chirik, illuminated below, means that it decides it with the right and left in the Sfirot of Zerampin himself, and it's shown to all other sides, to the Sfirot Nehim, from his Chazeh and below. Tiferet of Zerampin is the name Havaya, which includes all sides, meaning right and left, front and back, above and below. This explains how, quote, and God saw that light, that it was good, end quote. Explains how this implies to Tiferet of Zerampin. Quote, and God divided between the light and the darkness, end quote, indicating that he separated the dispute between the right and left so that everything would be in wholeness. After the light and darkness from Chazeh of Zerampin and above, Chesed and Gvura were included in one another, and the darkness in Gvura returned to being light, making a new separation in the right and left, which are light and darkness from Chazeh and below, Netzach and Hod. The light is the Sfira of Netzach, while the darkness is the Sfira of Hod. 37. Quote, and God called the light day, end quote. Called means that he called and summoned to elicit one light from the complete light that stands in the middle, Tiferet, which is the foundation of the world, and on which the worlds stand, and from which the souls and all the worlds are born, from which is a day from the right side. Called implies a separation to emanate the Sfira Yesod of Zerampin from Tiferet of Zerampin. Quote, and God called the light, end quote, of Tiferet, to emanate from it the Sfira of Yesod, called day, as it is from the light of Chassadim on the right. Quote, and to the darkness he called night, end quote. He called and summoned and elicited one nukva from the left side, which is darkness. She is light and governs the night. This is why she is called night, for the quality of her dominion. She is the name Adni, and the name Master of all the earth. The Nukva is called by all those names. Quote, and to the darkness he called night, end quote, summoning to elicit from the darkness, the left line, the quality of night for the Nukva, the Sfira Malchut, Adni. Thus, it has been explained how the seven Sfirot Chagat Nehim are implied in the verses of the first day of the work of creation. Below, he explains the order of the emanation of Yesod and Malchut. The 7 days of creation are Zeranpin and his Nukva. The 6 days are the Sfirot Chagat Nehi of Zerampin. The first day is Chesed, the second day is Gvura, and so forth. The 7th day is Malchut. However, since the Sfirot are included in one another, all 7 Sfirot Chagat Nehim are included in Chesed, and likewise in each Sfira. This is why the Zohar explained to us the seven Sfirot Chagat Nehim included in the first day of the work of creation as being Chagat Nehim in Chesed. And let's again hear some explanation about Yosef, the quality of connection between everyone. It's the revelation of an egoistic desire within the soul in order to promote it towards correction and later adhesion with the Creator. Therefore, Yosef, Joseph, who is the quality of connection between everyone, that's why his name is Yosef, he Osef in Hebrew, gathers together all the brothers. And so they wanted to sell him, they didn't want to connect. You can feel in the group, each one in his group can feel if you are acting according to Yosef, if you're connecting, working on connection, which is called Yosef, then soon you should feel that you are all in Egypt, under the control of the will to receive, which is in control over the place where you want it to be Yosef, where you want him to gather you together, a group as one. And you'll feel how Pharaoh is there, and he doesn't let you connect. He throws each and every one in a different direction. And then you'll need to battle Pharaoh. And by that, you are absorbing his forces, but you cannot do anything with them. And then we will see how our development needs to take place through Moses, and then the escape from Egypt. But with all the desires, the wills, the vessels of Pharaoh. Meaning, a small will to receive descends into Egypt, into the ego. He acquires all of the vessels of the ego, comes out of Egypt, and then goes to be corrected, goes to receive the Torah, so as to have some connection with the upper light, with the Creator, for that connection to correct all his Pharaoh, so as to be in order to bestow. That's the process. Yes, that's the process to reach the quality of bestowal. And we are now at item 38. The right entered that complete pillar in the middle when it is included with the left, meaning the chesed of Zeranpin, in which its gvura is also included, entered its middle line. It's Tiferet. And Zeranpin rises to the first dot, Arich Anpin. Interpretation. As the beginning of the emanation in Zeranpin was done by an ascent to the Rosh of Arich Anpin with the letters Ele of Ima, when he is attached to them, and Ima gives him the mochin there, in three dots, cholam, shuruk, chirik, so he must rise to Arich Anpin, for each new phase that emerges in him, or that he wishes to impart to the Nukva. There he receives mochin anew for the faith that he wishes to impart. Therefore, when he wished to impart the yesod of gadlut of himself or his nukva, he rises once again with Abba ve'ima to Rosh Arich Anpin, to receive the mochin from them, meaning that he ascends to the first dot, Arich Anpin.
And
the difference between the order of ascent to Arich Anpin for the emanation of Yesod and the order of ascent to all for the emanation of the Nukva is that for the Yesod, the right of Sir Anpin governs, meaning Chesed, and it is all light, while the other two lines are included in it and subjugated to it. It is the contrary in the ascent for the Nukva. The ascent is dominated by the left, and the two lines right and middle are subjugated to the left. Thus, in the order of ascent for the emanation of Yesod, right, that is included with left, enters the middle pillar and rises with the left and middle to Arich Anpin, called the first dot. Thus, the right is the one dominating, and the rest of the lines are subjugated to it. It rises to Arich Anpin to receive the mochin there from its corresponding phase in those mochin, because Yesod is emanated primarily from the right line. There, in Arich Anpin, it takes and acquires the three dots, Cholam, Shuruk, and Chirik, which are called Holy Seed, meaning that through the sowings called Cholam, Chirik, Shuruk, the mochin of Chokhmah, called holiness, appear. And this is why the three sowings are called a holy seed. There is no seed that is sown for mochin, except in the three sowings, Cholam, Shuruk, Chirik. Meaning that all the mochin that come out in the world come out only in an order of three dots from which the three lines extend. Therefore, although the ascent is dominated by the right, which extends only from the dot of Cholam, it still needs to receive from all three dots. Thus, everything was connected. The illumination of all three dots in the middle pillar, Tiferet, and emanated the Yesod of the world, the Sfira Yesod of Gadlut, which is fit for begetting souls. This is why it is the Yesod, in Hebrew, foundation of the entire world. And although the right of Sir Anpin is the primary emanator of the Yesod, who is the Sfira of Chesed, still, no formation or begetting can be drawn out of it if not from the middle line, the middle one, rather, which decides between the edges, which is Tiferet, who decides in regard to Chesed and Gvura. However, Tiferet emanates the Yesod from the Mochin of the right that the Chesed received from his corresponding phase from the Mochin of Abba and Ima. Therefore, Yesod is regarded as being emanated by the domination of the right, although he includes all three lines. This is why Yesod is called All, as it acquires everything for the illumination of all three lines in the light of passion. That is, by the passion of the left for the light of the right, Yesod decides and complements the left in the right and joins them together. In other words, the left, Chokmah without Chassadim, receives Chassadim and becomes completed. And the right, Chassadim, receives Chokmah from the left and is completed. And because all this is done by the middle line, the middle line acquires both of them and gives them to Yesod. For this reason, Yesod is regarded as acquiring everything, both light of Chassadim and light of Chokhmah. This explains the order of ascent and reception of the Mochin for the emanation of Yesod of Zeranpin. And now again, let's remember our intention with the video clip where Rav explains the sons of the qualities of Yaakov. Certainly the qualities of the sons, they are qualities within us, each one of us. They are the vessels of the general soul. And that's how we need to relate to them. And Yosef is very essential here because he's the quality of Yesod. He gathers together Chesed Gvura, Etzachot, Yesod. Yesod gathers together all the qualities before him. And so he is very important here. He needs to gather all the discernments and bring them, promote them towards advancement, which in this case means Egypt. We understand, we are advanced in this already, and let's hope that we will discover ourselves as being in a more inner kind of advancement. Item 39. The left blazes with the force of Gvura and smells the smell in all the degrees. From that blazing fire, he emanated the Nukva called Moon. The Zohar explains the order of reception of the Mochin for the emanation of the Nukva. It says that it is dominated by the left, that the left line of Zeranpin rose, and the two lines are included in it and are subservient to it. He received there from his corresponding phase in Mochin of Abba Ve'ima, from the dot of Shuruk, to which the two dots Cholam and Chirik are subjugated. It is known that the left illuminates in Mochin from below upward. This is why it can be included with the right, Chassadin, which illuminates from above downward. This illumination from below upward is called scent or a smell. For through the scent, it is received by the one who smells from below upward. In the beginning, when the left, the dot of Shuuk, illuminated alone, without clothing in the right, it would also illuminate from above downward. But then, the light was hidden in him and was under the force of Gvura and the blaze, since the Chokhmah could not expand in him for lack of Chassadim. Thus, he cancelled his illumination from above downward and received only the illumination of the scent, so that Chokhmah would illuminate in him only from below upward. Therefore, when the left of the Anpin rose to receive the Mochin, it received there from its corresponding phase, the left of Mochin, which is called Shuruk there. Then it blazed by the force of the Gvurot, because blazing, the blaze awakened in it when it wished to expand from above downward. This is why it was said, quote, and smells the smell, end quote, since it received the light only in the form of smell, meaning only from below upward, which is called smell. It smelled the smell on all the degrees. It did not clothe in chasadim to illuminate from above downward as well, but received the chokhmah on all the degrees and illuminated by the force of the blazing fire of Gvurot, only smell. With regard to that blaze of fire, it emanated the Nukva, the moon, in the form of dominion of the left, and the two other lines were subdued by it. The blazing is regarded as darkness because it extends from darkness. That is, although the aforesaid blaze is not darkness because it receives the light from below upward, and it is light and not darkness, for only what is received from above downward is actual darkness. Still, because it cannot extend the light from above downward for fear of the darkness, it is regarded as darkness as well. And those two sides, right and left, elicited those two degrees, male and female, as explained. The Yesod was emanated from the dominion of Zerampin, male, and the Nukva was emanated from the left of Zerampin. We are done with today's reading, and let's hope indeed to not forget any moment, not forget at any moment why we read, and in tomorrow's morning lesson, when we wake up, we come there with the same force, the same yearning, the same desire to draw the reforming lights and enter the place we're supposed to enter now, together and joyfully. Thank you, everyone.